Funerals have been held for three Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. They were killed during an Israeli raid in the city of Nablus. Some political factions are calling for a general strike in response to the raid. Nida Ibrahim reports now from Nablus.
As soon as the Israeli army leaves Nablus, Palestinians start counting their dead. A scene that's becoming all too familiar in the occupied West Bank. This time, three people were killed in nearly 2 hours of confrontations between Palestinian fighters and hundreds of Israeli soldiers.
I woke up by 7 in the morning and all of a sudden we heard the explosion. I was petrified. I could not move an inch. The window glass shattered all over the house. As a result of the explosion, my children and I were forced to the ground.
During the raid, Israeli forces prevented medical crews from entering the city to treat several people wounded by live ammunition and school children who had inhaled tear gas.
Ibrahim was our neighbor. He was in pieces and burnt. The rest were shot in the head. It was chilling. It was hard to identify them.
Israeli forces have been focusing their raids in Nablus and Jenin, where Palestinian resistance groups have been working together to carry out reprisal attacks.
More than 30 Palestinians have been killed in Nablus since the beginning of the year, according to official figures. While it has been relatively calm here in the past month, we are hearing chants of defiance and threats of retaliation.
The Israeli army says the Palestinians targeted in Thursday's raid were responsible for last month's drive-by shooting in the Jordan Valley. Three settlers were killed, a woman and her two daughters, and they were identified as dual British Israeli citizens. The attack follows efforts by the United States, Egypt, and Jordan to de-escalate tensions. Hamas has described the three fighters as heroes and called for more attacks against Israel.
The Palestinian Authority, they tested the political choice for a long time, for more than 25 years, but they got big zero. So I think this is the only language that the occupation understands.
In a separate incident, Israeli forces killed a 26-year-old woman at a checkpoint near Nablus. They say she stabbed the soldier. In recent weeks, there have been reports of members of armed groups handing themselves over to the Palestinian Authority. People in Nablus say even if some fighters have laid down their weapons, others will pick them up. Nida Ibrahim, Al Jazeera, the occupied West Bank.
Well, Israelis are back on the streets to protest against the government's plan to overhaul the judiciary. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu paused the changes in March after intense public pressure, but tens of thousands have continued to protest every week. Mohammed Jamjoon reports now from West Jerusalem.
There is one particular protest which is happening in West Jerusalem, just outside of the president's residence. And the reason that this protest is happening outside of the residence of the president of Israel is because the president has been acting as a mediator in negotiations that have been ongoing between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition on the far right and opposition parties. These are talks that are trying to come to some sort of a compromise when it comes to these judicial overhaul plans. As you'll recall, these plans were put forth by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his coalition partners. They would, if enacted, give parliamentarians more power in appointing Supreme Court justices. They would also give Parliament the authority to overturn some Supreme Court decisions. That's something that's concerned a lot of critics here in Israel, a lot of citizens in Israel, who have said that this is something that would push Israel away from democracy and more towards autocracy. We've also heard of protests that are going on in Tel Aviv, that there are protesters out on a highway there. And we've also heard of protests that are in different parts of the country, blocking certain roads, intersections. This protest movement that has sprung up in opposition to the plans to overhaul the judiciary, this has been unlike anything anybody expected.